name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can I have the children up here and come to the floor? I'll let you into the secret. There's an Easter egg in it for you. Come and join us. Well, I was talking a minute ago about the stone that was rolled away from the tomb where Jesus had been laid. And I drew a picture of that stone. There we go. There's a picture of the stone that was in front of the tomb. Does it look like anything else? What sort of a shape is that? Something else that's to do with Easter? Yes. Shape of an egg. Oh, an egg. It's an egg. An Easter egg. Well, if we decorate it, it would look a bit more like an Easter egg, wouldn't it? Okay, well, I've got some felted pens here. So if you could do that for me, please. Can you make that look like an Easter egg for us? Like, yes, yes. An egg. Here we are. A real one this time. It's a fragile thing. Drop it, and it will break. I once heard of a man who had a chicken farm, one of the organic ones, where hens were free to wander around. Mostly they would lay their eggs in the nesting boxes, but of course some got laid in strange places. And the man employed teenagers to work on the farm and help gathering the eggs and packing them up in boxes to send off to the shops. These were boys and young men from a special school. That means they were there because they had been in trouble with the police. They came to him with all sorts of problems, aggressive, undisciplined, uncooperative. And as a result, when they first arrived, a lot of eggs would get broken. But gradually, the man discovered they learnt to handle the eggs gently. And they didn't get broken. And the owner of the farm noticed that the young men were not just gentle with the eggs. They became more gentle with themselves. There was less fighting, less arguing. Being given responsibility for something fragile seemed to break down the hard protective shell that they had made around themselves, and a new person, kinder, gentler, came out. Can we see some parallels here? Just 3 days ago, Jesus was in the hands of violent, aggressive people, and he was broken. But today, Easter Day, we see a new and different life that has taken the place of all that death and destruction. A new life that has actually come out of all that death and destruction. Jesus rises from the tomb, the place of death. And he now embodies the new life that we call resurrection. The young men on the chicken farm had also left behind their old way of life, life that could only lead to death. Perhaps not literally, but death in the sense of dead ends. Imprisonment, fighting,
crime and worse. But now a new life had emerged from inside, a life that would turn them away from their old life and be replaced by a new life that consisted of gentleness, care, patience. A resurrection life, that is. And the fact that hardly any of these boys went back to a life of crime shows that they had truly been saved. This is just one example of how God raises us from death, how he brings forth new life from somewhere that is bleak and dead, like a tomb. In the second letter to the Corinthians, in chapter 15, St. Paul asks, how can you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? Christ has been raised from the dead, and therefore, he says, we are raised too. Look at these men from the chicken farm, how they received the gift of new life and were raised. God is constantly at work, bringing forth new life. But to get back to the egg, it has this shell around it, hard and strong enough to hold the white and the yolk firmly inside. Like the tomb cut out of solid rock and with the stone across, to close everything inside and to keep it there. The stone at the tomb, like the shell on the egg, is a barrier, like the barriers we make between ourselves and God, between ourselves and our fellow men and women, like the barriers of aggression and bad behavior those men had erected between themselves and the rest of society. But let's see how you've been getting on. Can we have a look? So we've decorated the shell on the egg. But we all know the shell on an egg is meant to be broken. It has to break. Why does the shell on the egg have to break? You crack it, and then what happens? You eat it, yes. But sometimes, today I haven't got my grandchildren here because they've got chickens at home, they tell me quick enough. What else happens? Or what might happen when the shell breaks? Yes? A baby chicken might come out, exactly. Shall we try that and see if we can make it work? Walter, could you come and give me a hand, please? And, you come and stand outside. Emily, why don't you come around for this? Let's see what we can do. Hold it still. So that's what happens with the egg. It has to be broken so that new life will come forth. Just like the stone on the tomb had to be pushed away so that that new life of Easter, that special resurrection life, could emerge. So that was what your Easter egg is all about, eh? Not just nice chocolate, but to do with the new life that Jesus brings us.
Like the shell on the egg, the stone on the tomb, God breaks our barriers down to bring out new life. And that is our Easter message. Alleluia.